Children in our community are living in poverty, and 1 in 20 face multiple risk factors, things like parents who are incarcerated, foster care, abuse, neglect, and very early teen parents. Without early intervention and prevention, those children are likely to repeat those cycles. So Friends of the Children goes in and selects those children in kindergarten and provides them with a paid professional mentor for 12 and a half years, no matter what. 85% graduate from high school, 97% avoid juvenile justice, and 98% avoid teen parenting. We have been an investee of the Portland Children's Levy from the beginning, and because of the dollars, we've been able to double the number of children served since the inception. We've been able to expand from not just selecting kids in Portland Public, but out in David Douglas and Reynolds, which are really high-needs areas in Portland. So we are so grateful that you're considering putting us on the May ballot and appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Can you tell me about what is the cost of the mentoring that you just described?
Sure. So it's a long-term investment, and it's a deep investment, 12 and a half years, 4 hours a week with every child. The cost is about $9,500 per child per year. We had Harvard Business Association of Oregon do a return on investment study of our model, and it showed for every dollar invested, the return on that investment was over $7.
Those statistics are very impressive. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Good morning. Mayor Adams, commissioners, thank you first for what you've done to create this unique and wonderful levy. And Dan Salzman, as commissioner, you've done a wonderful job in the leadership of that. I thought a little bit, again, I want to support the levy being referred to the voters in May again.
Can you just give us your name also?
Ken Thrasher. I'm on the board of the Friends of the Children, Oregon Mentors, the Children's Institute, and the Cradle to Career Council. So touch a lot of the parts. But I think as we look forward with that, I think we should also make sure we look at its adequacy in making sure it meets the needs of the programs and the communities we're serving. And I want to just piggyback a little bit on Terry's return on investment seven times. That return really is educational outcomes, reducing social costs, and better preparing our kids for the workplace. And let me give you a very specific example. I was just down at Oregon State teaching an entrepreneurs class, and I met with lunch with a young man named Kevin. Kevin is a person that came out of a foster home here in Portland. He went to De La Salle and graduated from Friends of the Children's Program. Kevin is going to be a much greater return on investment than 7 to 1 because of where he is today, because of the support of the children's investment dollars and the support he's gotten in the community with foster parenting, et cetera. There's the compound effect. And connecting the dots with early childhood investments, reducing fade-out, those are the things that we are doing here that aren't being done in a lot of places. And I applaud this measure's ability to start focusing on how we connect those dots. The other thing I wanted to mention is part of the things we're also seeing as benefits and outcomes that you probably don't even hear about. Part of the Harvard study we're doing today is looking at the impact on health outcomes, on the impact on the family, on siblings, in the classroom. Those are other impacts that are very positive from this investment. So your investment is a compound investment that touch a lot of things. So when you think about leverage and how these dollars are being leveraged, that's, I think, the critical consideration. These dollars are leveraging the ability of our programs to go out and also partner with other key strategies like the Creston Dental Program, like College Possible, and other programs that we can provide wraparound services and better utilize the dollars you're investing to leverage those other investments to create that whole process, connected strategy that Cradle to Career is all about. So, again, I want to thank you for all you have done and appreciate your time today to allow us to give the message. Bottom line, the investment our community is making the Portland Children's Levy is the highest return on investment I think you will find almost anywhere in the city.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
Santi. Was there one other person?
One more. Okay. Kim Filla. Yeah.
Anybody else wish to testify?
Good morning, City Council. My name is Kim Filla. I'm the Director of Community Programs and Family Outreach at Portland OIC. At POIC, we've had the mentoring program for the past 4 years. Every year, we've served about 45 youth annually. The last 2 years, PCL also funded our after-school program. Our mentoring program has positively impacted our students who are at risk of dropping out of high school. Keeping them in school and moving them towards high school graduation, college career exposure, and creating a culture that we care. Our students match with mentors, do better academically, are more connected to school, and have improved sense of hope. Funding through the PCL will continue to positively impact our youth and our community. I really want to thank PCL for all that they've done and all the connectedness and the support they've given to our team. Thank you.
Okay, that completes the hearing.
All right, is there discussion from council? Carla?
Mayor, I have one question.
Yep.
I previewed this with Dan before. We've had a chance in this hearing today to hear a lot from mission-driven nonprofits that are addressing children's needs in our community and some additional groups that are addressing hunger from the nonprofit side, very important work. The city and the county also have existing programs which serve hungry children. And very simply, my question is, in the way that this new program will be structured, assuming Multnomah County or the city meet the criteria, are they eligible to seek funding to expand existing programs to serve hungry children?
Yes. There is no, the Children's Levy criteria is to invest in proven and effective programs. So if it's a government-funded program or a nonprofit-funded program, those are all eligible to apply for the funding as we develop the criteria around eradicating child hunger. So the short answer is yes.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, Carla, can you please call the vote on the resolution?
Leonard?
Well, there is no doubt that this has been one of the most effective uses of public dollars in helping children in the state of Oregon since Dan first initiated this program in 2002. Although we've heard nothing but resounding compliments today, I think it's probably important for people to understand that in 2002, not everybody on the council, including the mayor, thought this was the greatest idea. And
Different mayor.
Clear about that. The mayor that was the mayor in 2002 was obviously not Mayor Adams. And Dan steadfastly fought to bring this forward, fought to get it passed, and the results we've heard here today with a history of 10 years of really good work and really effective work. So thank you, Dan, for your leadership on this, and I'm really pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Salzman, for your leadership on this, for the partnership with the county, and for everyone who's here who's part of an advocacy and helping organization. That's really great work being done. And thanks to the taxpayers of Portland who are generous and who recognize that these are important programs, that paying up front for early childhood programs benefits in the long run, and we heard that evidence today. It is still true that this is probably not a City of Portland problem, and it's a City of Portland solution for a problem which is statewide. And the state of Oregon needs to figure out how we're going, what we want to pay for and how we're going to pay for it, because there are hungry children in Beaverton and Gresham as well as in the City of Portland, and there are children in need all over our state. And we need to provide the services that nonprofits and others cannot do by themselves. And so I think that that's part of a conversation that we all have to have with the legislature. I was encouraged to read the article in the paper today about looking at property taxes, and we had a discussion on that yesterday in the legislative agenda setting work session with the new council. We have to keep doing this levy, and I'm very proud to support referring it again. I hope the voters will approve it, because the state has not stepped up to its responsibilities. We all need to work harder to make sure that that responsibility is met for everybody, because then we can continue to target our resources to those particularly in need. Thank you, Commissioner Salzman, for your continued leadership. Aye.
Fish?
Dan, thanks for your great work on this and for an outstanding presentation. it's a national disgrace that so many children are living in poverty. And a child that doesn't have a stable home, doesn't enjoy at least one loving, caring adult in his or her life, is going to a struggling school, it isn't getting a balanced diet and a healthy meal, is not going to have a successful life. And it is incumbent on all of us to remedy that. And one of the things I really like about the levy is the focus on upstream investments. Too much of government is focused on dealing with the crisis after it's occurred, and we all see it coming. But the smart investments are upstream, and they're in prevention and investments early on. And I think that's one of the great features of the levy and the way it's been administered. So congratulations to you and your team. Thanks to everybody who took time today to share your story, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank my colleagues for their support once again for asking voters to renew this levy in the May election for 5 more years. As I said at the outset, at its most fundamental level, the children's levy is about giving every kid in Portland, every child in Portland, an equal shot at success, and doing so through proven, cost-effective investments. So I also want to thank the many organizations that we invest in, because they are the front lines that actually change the lives of the kids that we invest in. So thank you to all of you for your hard work, and I know we've gone through pain together, but I want to, you know, celebrate your success, too, in changing and improving the lives of some 14,000 kids at any given time. I also wanted to acknowledge Julie Young, who is one of the members of the allocation, five-person allocation committee. She is here in the audience. Julie, maybe just raise your hand. Thank you. And I will assure my colleagues and everybody listening that we will work very hard to, once again, make sure voters know about the children's levy, understand the good value it represents for their tax dollars, and we will work hard to gain their approval in the May 21st, 2013 election. So thank you, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Adams.
Well, this mayor is very enthusiastic in his support of CHIF, and I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman for your great leadership on this. Obviously heartfelt on your part, but very smart in its implementation. And to all of you that leverage these precious resources, it looks like there's going to be some continued tough sledding financially on the federal and state level and for local governments across the nation. So your continued great work in taking these resources and leveraging them and partnering with others. To the CHIF team, thanks for your great work as well. Pleased to vote aye. So approved. We'll take a 3-minute break so folks that are with Rose Festival can come down, and those that need to leave can leave.
Thank you.
Yeah, great.